first quarter, anytime you can get off to a start like that, it's going to be a
good game. We brought some energy to the game tonight and some intensity to start the game, even though, you know, they were off to a good start, too. You know, we were taking some touchdowns, of course, Michael Vick can hit them. We established a few pieces to our game early in the game. We established the out on the low block. We moved the ball. We had some fat transition points, and then we also spread it out in Mason 3.
You guys spread out the scoring distribution. Does it do better when Tracy Yao is a big game, or does it do better when six guys are in double digits?
I think it's all predicated on the top things are going. We definitely get have those two guys that march the night and then win ball games, and it's always good when you have six guys in double figures. You know, that's usually the ingredient for winning.
How about the third quarter? You kind of just control the game there.
The third quarter is probably our focus on our locker room to come out and start the third and stretch the lead out, and then, you know, play that way. We can play with a cushion, you know. So when that team's down by a wide margin, you want them to play catch up, and, you know, you just try to control the game.
Something's subdued in here. Is it just the last couple of games haven't been real sharp? You know, with winning those losses.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to find something. You got to get ready for the playoffs. It's going to be a war. You'll be trying to get our game ready and get our defense ready and, you know, turnovers down. And we're trying to play more efficient basketball so that, you know, going into the playoffs, we're not searching, trying to find a rhythm and a balance to our attack.
These next couple games, couple road games, Jazz coming up after that. Is this the time for that?
Oh, it's coming up. This stretch eight is crucial. You got guys to this fight to get in, stay alive in this race. The Lakers holding on, trying to hold their position. They don't want to slip to eighth or anything like that. So you got a red hot Kobe Bryant. So you have to guard him. Then also we got a team that we're trying to catch and move ahead. It's been a challenge. You know, I think we're up for it. I think we have to get ourselves ready for it. So.